107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Halloween almost upon us. Joining us on the phone lines is Melissa McCurley with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Melissa, it has been an absolute blast with the 13 days of skeleton fun. We've had so much fun with it. Lots to talk about. Let's talk about the big Brew Garden fundraising day that was just a few days ago. That looked like a lot of fun.
Well, the Brew Garden event was just awesome. It was our food truck event. We had Beaver Tails and Ken's Fries there. We had so many skeleton fans come out and visit, and it was so great. They were all wearing their skeleton shirts, or little kids would show up in their Halloween costumes. And, you know, we were so grateful. The weather was awesome, and it wasn't raining, and sunshine. And it was wonderful. It was just great to meet all the skeleton fans, and everybody had a really nice time.
Yeah, and nice to see the families out, and raising money for Operation Smile Canada, too.
That's right. And so, it was a great success. We sold lots of skeleton shirts that day. People were very generous with the donations. Beaver Tails donated all the proceeds from their sales. I think almost $600 just came from Beaver Tails. So we had a really great turnout, and we're so grateful.
And it's been sort of virtual presentations of sort of Monday through Friday with the Skeletons of Vivian Lyne at the beach. And I've been loving the recent ones at both Rio Thompson Candies and Circle Foods. Those have been great.
Thank you. And you know what? I actually just dropped the skeletons off at work. I dropped them off this morning at Circle Foods, so they're out of my hair for today. And now when I left, they were already on coffee break at Circle Foods, so I think Kelly might have her hands full there. I don't think the skeletons were doing a lot of work. And Pumpkin the Rat was already into the little pieces of pumpkin pie that she had put out for him. The skeletons are at work today, and it's so wonderful. Kelly and her team at Circle Foods are donating $1 from every smile, which... sandwich that they sell today to Operation Smile Canada. So we're really excited, and people can go down and get their pictures with the skeletons and pick up some delicious food from Circle.
Oh, for sure. And I know the great staff at Rio Thompson Candies were thrilled to have the skeletons on board.
Oh, we had a blast there, and it was really nice because every year the skeletons give out the Rio Thompson's Dancing Skeleton Suckers. So we received a whole behind-the-scenes tour. They put the skeletons to work making all their Halloween candy this year. So they worked them to the bone. They had a very busy day there.
Oh, that's awesome. So we have Halloween on Sunday, Halloween weekend coming up, and we're back to sort of the in-person displays for this weekend. I know you're not going to tell us what's on board for this weekend.
Well, I'm going to drop a hint. So the Halloween display... We're going to be open from 10 to 8 Saturday and Sunday. People can come trick-or-treat either Saturday or Sunday. You don't have to worry about knocking at the door. It's all going to be set up out front, so it's all COVID-friendly and everything else. If all goes well, we are going to have our biggest display ever set up in the front yard, and I have to thank the community for this because... Aiken's Brewer, the lumber store out in Shakespeare, called me and said, we want to do something to help you out. We want to find a way to give back to the community. We love what you're doing. We want to help you out. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is what I need. And they are building it for me and bringing it.
Oh, that is incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. It has reduced my stress so much. And we haven't, worked out all the fine details that'll be happening, but I'm saying it's going to be our biggest display ever. Hopefully it is. And it's going to be really great. So I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about this weekend.
Despite the forecast.
It's going to be great. Our bones are shaking with excitement.
And again, we have the seemingly never-ending construction on Mornington and Vivian Lyne. So again, do be respectful. You can access Vivian Lyne, but as Melissa, as you've mentioned before, if you're accessing it, don't turn around in the neighbor's driveways, sort of thing.
That's correct. So just turn left on off of Romeo Street, drive right to the end where the McManus construction turnaround is. And then just come back, and that'll be the easiest way to do it. So, we would love to see everybody out trick or treating this weekend. The skeletons do have a very firm, fast rule that No costume, no treat, though.
Melissa, thank you so much again for this season, for keeping us connected. Again, with the skeletons. I think the skeletons can pivot at a drop of a hat. Or there you go.
They're trying to. And they, you know what? The skeletons have had a lot of fun this year because they were getting a little bit bored standing still on the front yard. So they've had lots of action in the community, and they went to work yesterday. And so we'll be posting those pictures of their activities from yesterday later on today. And we're just, you know what, we're having a blast. This is all about making people smile and in turn raising money for Operation Smile so we can give kids their forever smile. You so bet. It's great. We're having fun.
Yeah, and thank you on behalf of the community for, again, Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Let's remind folks the website so they can get some more details.
Okay, the website is www.skeletonsofvivianlyne.com, and we also have lots of great skeleton shirts, short-sleeved and long-sleeved, to sell this weekend as well for people. And another wonderful girl has made bracelets to sell this weekend, and she's donating those proceeds to Operation Smile as well.
Oh, that's terrific. Melissa McCurley with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Melissa, have a great Halloween weekend.
Thank you so much. We are excited. It's going to be a blast.